Be'ez Hashem B'tbochu begin Perek Shish Ve'Esrim, the 26th chapter in the Rambam Masechet Kim, the Laws of Esther, the Sefer Torah Book of Purity, where we continue the theme of the previous program discussing that of Tumas Medrash, specifically how do we purify vessels from this Tumah of Medrash. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding a vessel that's fit for Medrash, but it was affixed to a wall. Kli Eitz, regarding a wooden vessel, Hadoi LeMedrash, that's fit for Medrash. It's meant to put one's body weight on it. But Shekvah B'Koysel B'Teich HaBinyan, but it was attached to a wall within the structure. So if Kavoy B'Koysel, if it was affixed to a wall, B'Vale Ban Al Gabob, but there was nothing built on it, or Yvon Al Gabob, or was built on it, but V'Vale Kavoy wasn't affixed, then Adayin Mistame B'Medrash Kishay, then still going to be Tumah Medrash as it was. But if Kavoy B'Masmeidim, but if it was affixed with nails, and Uvon Olav, and it was built on it, then Torah can be pure because now it's considered Mechuba, considered attached to the building which is attached to the ground, and anything that's attached to the ground is not Mekabel Tumah. B'chein zotu mapetz, a mat, shenason al gabay koris, which was put on top of beams, where the builders, they would put beams from wall to wall, and between the beams, they would put these other mats, and they would put the cement on top of that, so the area between the beams, that's called maziva. So, if kavoy, if they affixed it, below nosan lavas maziva, and they didn't put the maziva on top of it, oish nosan lavas maziva, or they put the maziva on top, which is like the ceiling, but below kavoy, but they didn't affix it, mistam be medrash, still gonna have a tumah medrash these mats, kavoy nosan lavas maziva, you did both them, you affixed it, and you put on that already the maziva on top of it, then tar then pure, then it's already considered part of the building. Lachem base continues regarding a vessel that's fit for medrash but breaks. Safsal, a bench. Shenitel echad maresha, which one of its legs are removed. Adain hudar al medrash is still fit for sitting on. Nitel hasheni, if the second one is removed, then tar, it's pure, it's not meant, it can't be used as a bench anymore. Now, v'miyesh b'goy v'tevach, if it has a height of a handbreadth, then mistam b'medrash, then it does have tumah medrash, because if it has that height, it's fit to sit on it, even without the legs. Halacha gimel. Kisei shel kala, regarding a chair that's meant and designated for a bride, shenitlu chipuyav, that its covering has been removed, where therefore now it's not fit for the kala, then tar is pure. V'mlo hoyu chipui v'yitzu menitlu, in general regarding a chair, if its covering was, its coating was, did not extend outwards, and it was taken away, adan hudor l'midrash is still fit for medrash, can darka liyaz matei al tzid v'yishu v'lav, because the norm is that it can be tilted on its side and it can still use for sitting. Halacha dalad, kisa shenitlu chipuyav, regarding a chair, where we're talking about that the coverings extend out of the area of the chair, and you cannot therefore sit on the chair when it's tilting because you have these covering that's extending outwards, so you can't put on the side like in the previous halacha. But v'dayin hu rei yeshiva, but it's still fit for sitting. For example, let's say you remove the middle beam or the outer ones, so mistam is still going to be mekabel tumah. But nitlu shnayim michipui, but if let's say two of its coverings are removed, zebet tzazeh, one on the side of the other one, now it's not fit for sitting, so then tar, it's going to be tar. Halacha hey. Shida, which either means a closet or probably a carriage. Shanitel elyon shalom. If its upper part was removed. So tamei b'nei hatachten. So it's something because of the bottom part. Shuhurai l'midrash, which is fit for sitting on. Nitel hatachten, if the bottom one was removed. Tamei b'nei elyon. It's tamei because of the upper part. L'shtein, if both of them were removed. Hadei hadapin, which presumably are the walls of the carriage, are tar, and they're going to be tar because, again, it does not have the utility anymore. Halach above, teva, a chest. Which it opens up from the side. So, mistamba b'medrash, it's going to have a tumah of medrash, because you could sit in it. Ubishar tumas, all of the tumas, because nishadu, afli yeshiva, because it's fit even for sitting. Ma'kol yishmala, everyone sits on it. And that's if it actually had a hole on the side, meaning, which says shenifcha samitzida, where it's actually, it broke, but one of the side walls. That's okay. Because again, it's still fit for sitting. But nifchas milmalo. But let's say if it broke on the upper part, then tarim in the medrash can be pure for medrash. Shara in it really sure it's not fit for sitting. But umistam b'shar tumis, it will have tumah of other tumis shadayin megalos, because again, it could still receive. Let's say nifchas milmata. Let's say actually the bottom broke, so now it can't receive things anymore because there's no bottom. So tarim b'kol tumis, it's going to be pure from all other tumas. Av bishav shaleshav lekikisa. Now the Rambam was bothered by a question. He says, "What do you mean? Although you could still sit in it because the upper board hasn't broken, and you could sit in like all of the chairs? No, it's going to be tumah even for medrash. Nisha ikra masel lekabalu, because the primary utility of this chest is for receiving things. Ukrabot leikra, and the primary entity of it, which is to receive, has already been nullified because the bottom board broke. Therefore, it's not going to have even the tumah of medrash. Now, v'hamagoyda shalah. However, the drawers of this chest mistamos, they will become tame because they have their own receptacle, the drawers, and they're considered independent. And ve'ein chibulah, it's not considered connected to the chest. And v'chei mashpelas, so it's regarding a large basket that's meant to transport the fertilizer. And there's actually an area where the person could sit in it. Shenifchasum l'kavla remainim. Let's say it developed a hole that it can't even receive pomegranates, which that's the measurement of purification, as Ram said in Perek Vav. So avpishadur l'medjus, although you could still sit in it, no, harei torim b'klum here also say the same logic. It's pure from everything. Nishayikum asel kabbalah. Its primary utility is for receiving things. V'ayla batla ikar, since the primary is not nullified, batla tveil, and the secondary, which is also that you could sit in it, is also considered nullified. It's not going to have a tumma of medjus. Halacha Zayin continues regarding a trough made out of wood. Adevishal eitz, a trough made out of wood, shemegavlam b'habinyan, where a trough is a large receptacle, which they in this case it was used to knead the entities for building, for construction, which would be the sand and the clay for building. Oh yes, a gypsum, well, the gypsum also a type of a element. Av b'shemekabel shar tumas, although it received all of the tumas, ain mistam be'medjus. Because it's kabbal of the tumah because it's a clay kibbutz, but it's not going to have a tumah of medrash. The reason for that is because people normally wouldn't sit or stand inside of this trough because it would get dirty. Now, the one for shaloshim basa batzik regarding a trough that's meant to knead the dough in it, so shemerzekes mishnei lugin matisha kaven, if it contains from two lugin until nine kaven, and shenistika, if it cracked, atche'in yochel lichetz baragle achzim neasadik, that you can't wash even 1 foot inside of it because of the crack. So actually, in that case, hadizim estamba b'medrash, actually going to have tumah medrash. Shestama, because we could presume shekleipsa that they're going to turn it upside down. Yeshvel and sitting that lafi got law because of the size. Vesadik shlan, it's cracked because you can't use it for its utility because it cracked already, and it's so big that you could turn it upside down and sit in it. Now, let's say nicha b'gsham. Let's say they put it into the in left it out in the rain at shenitpecha until it got inflated, and actually benista masadik they caused it to close up the crack. Well, then ainim stabed medrash, not going to have tumah medrash. Shadehidu uyalolish, because now it actually is fit to knead in it. When its original intention was to need it, and it's going to receive all of the tumas because it's a clay kibble and actually not medrash. Now, what happens if chazav and nicha b'kadam? Let's say he lifted out in the cold. V'niftach hasedek, and actually the crack opened up again because it dried up. Oh, then chazav l'kabel tumas medrash actually now goes back to receiving tumas medrash because now people will turn it up to the and sit in it, and the tahor b'shar tumas, and it's going to be pure from other tumas. Halacha ches adiva gedoyla. Now, regarding a large trough, shiyasal tisha kabel, which is bigger than nine kabel, where it got a hole that it cannot contain pomegranate, so it does not have a locha as a kli, because it cannot receive things. And it was designated prepared for sitting. It's still going to be pure from even having tumah medrus, until you cut off the edges so that it'll be easy and appropriate to sit on it. Because just the intent is not effective by a large trough that developed a hole, until you actually do an action as we described to actively prepare it. Now, asa, if this large trough that developed a hole was made avus lebehema, it was prepared through an action to be as a trough for the animals where they eat their animal food inside of it, even though it was affixed to a wall, it will still have tumah of all different tumas. Now, it won't have to a medrash because the trough that's fixed to the wall is not fit to sit or lay on. Now, why is it going to have other tumas, even though it's connected to the ground? Because it wasn't made initially to attach to the ground. It's also not serving any utility of the ground, and it's possible to use it when it's not attached to the wall, and therefore it's considered still as an independent vessel in this makabal tumah. Halacha test continues regarding a bed that was taken apart. Mita, a bed, shenitlu shtei arukah shelo, achash nitmas. The bed became tame, and then its two long sides of the bed were removed. Vasla arukas chadashas, and then they made two new bed posts along its length, two new ones. But the lishinis in the kum, they didn't change the holes, which is where they are attached to the bed. So even if nishbura chadash, even if the new ones break, which generally when it breaks, it's like it nullifies it from being a kli. Now adayin hi b'tumas, it's still going to have the tum because the old ones are still around. You just put it there in the closet, and you could easily put it back in its first place without changing anything. So it doesn't remove the tumah of the bed. But nishtabi yishanis, if the old ones break, then it's going to be purush. I call hoylech alcheshanis because everything goes based on the old ones that the bed was originally when it became tame. Halacha yud. Mita shayzer tamei medrash. Regarding a bed that was tamei medrash, a zav, let's say, sat on the bed. V'nitla kitzada, and the short board of the bed, like the by the head or by the foot. U'shtei kreim, and two of its legs, besides the boards, is also legs. they were removed. Adani b'tumas, it's still going to have the tumah. Shadain tzurus amitah metis, because it still has the form of a bed by having only the short wall of the bed removed and two legs. It still has the form of a bed, and it could be even utilized in that situation. It just won't be so convenient. Now, but nitla aruka or shtei kura'ayim. But let's say the long side of the bed was removed and two legs. Then tahira, then it doesn't even have the form of a bed anymore because you removed the long side of it and two legs. Then it's gonna be pure. If the two corner posts of the bed were cut, and that was there's wood in the four corners of the bed, which the side posts of the bed, both on the length and on the width, would be supported by these corner posts. If let's say they were cut ba'alachsain in a diagonal, so now that you cut in a diagonal, the bed is really split into two halves, and each half has one long side and one narrow side. Or let's say you cut two of the legs, tefach al tefach, a tefach squared ba'alachsin in the diagonal. Oy shemiyaton, or he diminished all the four legs to be pachas mitefach, less than a hand breadth. That diminishes the whole bed and it's broken and therefore it's going to be pure. Nishbura aruka b'tikna, let's say the long side of the bed breaks and it's fixed. So daini av tuma kashaisa, so it's still a primary category of tuma as it was, because even if it's missing one long side, and as long as it has the four legs, you can still support it by the wall. Nishbura aruka shniya b'tikna, let's say that now the second long side of the bed broke and it was fixed, which we're talking about a bed that had a tumah of medrash. So to hide him in the medrash, it's going to be pure from the tumah of medrash, meaning even if the second one broke after really fixed the first one, the reason is because the breaking of the two aruches, hamita, nullifies the tumah that the bed had, and now although you have a new one, that's considered like as if it's a new bed. Aval tumah maga medrash, will have a tumah of touching medrash, because this had touched what was originally a medrash. Now, lohispik l'sakin esur d'shoyna sh'nitzber sh'ni, but let's say you didn't get a chance to fix the first one until the second one already broke, then tahir then's going to be totally pure. You don't have to tumah maga medrash because you never had any of these that ever touched the original one, so therefore it's going to be just like a new bed, but it will not have the original tumah, even the maga medrash. Halachid beis, mita shayis etmei medrash abishor tumas. If you have a bed that had a tumah of medrash or other tumas, then nignav chetzia obed chetzia, now half the bed is stolen or lost. Or brothers or partners divided the bed, and he got half and he got half. So here's a tarot, it can be pure. It's like a broken vessel. If they put it back together, okay, both tumah mekan labo, it's only going to have tumah from here and on, but not what it previously had, because their intention was never to put it back together again. Therefore, that was like a total nullification of the vessel. This is comparable to someone that made one vessel from like broken pieces of a vessel that was tumah, Shuhutar, which is pure, Mekabat Tumah Labo. Mekabat Tumah now from here on, but what was is not going to be tummy. Lachid Gimel, Mita Shenifrikwa Eberdehau. Regarding a bed that its limbs were taken apart. So, Im Nishbura Rukushte Kurayim, if the long side of the bed and two legs were broken off, Oikitsaha, or the narrow part, the headboard, let's say, Ushte Kurayim and two of the legs, Hadel Mustaman is still going to have tumah. They should do in the because it's still fit to lean it against the wall and to sleep that way. Halachidal mita shenit miskula, regarding a bed that the whole bed became tummy. Imit bile varma varma, even if you table it, you immerse it limb by limb, tayra, it's going to be an effective immersion that way and it's going to purify it. Halachat azvav, hamafarik as a mita lad bila, if someone takes apart a bed for the purposes of immersing it, hanageh b'chavolim shla, whoever touches its ropes is going to be tahar, that's not going to be considered as if he became as if it was the tummy bed, and therefore that's not going to be mitame of the person. And that's because the bed itself is when the ropes are connected to the bed, then it's considered part of the bed. But when you already took apart the bed is the bed, but the ropes are not part of the bed, and therefore it's not going to be tummy.